USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A group of GOP senators are calling for a slimmed-down COVID relief bill. 10 senators have written a letter dated today requesting a meeting with President Joe Biden to discuss a much smaller relief plan than the $1.9 trillion the White House is proposing. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana tells Fox News what it will take to get a deal done.
Republicans will be there for that which is good for the country, but they won't be there for payoffs to Democratic constituencies or just to check the box for a campaign promise the president made, which has no rationale in terms of economics.
The counteroffer from Republicans includes $160 billion for vaccines, $4 billion for health and substance abuse services, continuing unemployment aid and targeted economic assistance for schools. White House Economic Aide Brian Deese has indicated that the Biden administration is open to a compromise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. 50% off FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
The legal team working on former President Trump's impeachment trial has quit.
Former President Trump's five impeachment defense attorneys have left a little more than a week before his trial is set to begin. Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbier have unexpectedly quit the team. Sources say it was a mutual decision for both to leave. Josh Howard, a North Carolina attorney who was recently added, has also left. Johnny Glaser and Greg Harris from South Carolina are also no longer involved with the case. Sources say that the president wanted the attorneys to argue there was mass election fraud. The attorneys wanted to focus on the legality of convicting a president after he's left office. The attorneys had not yet been paid any advance fees, and a letter of intent was never signed. The former president has only a week to retain attorneys, as legal briefs are due, and the trial is set to begin only a few days after. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The CDC's mask order issued late Friday takes effect a minute before midnight on Monday night for requiring face masks at transportation hubs, on planes, and all forms of public transportation, including airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshare services. Masks are also required at airports, bus and ferry terminals, seaports, and train and subway stations. No doubt the week ahead will be an interesting one on Wall Street. Should there be an investigation of recent activity in the stock market? USA Radio's Dan Nowacki reports.
There has been a bipartisan call for hearings into the large spike for GameStop and AMC stock, driven by traders from the social media site Reddit. Many also questioned why trading app Robinhood temporarily froze trades of the stocks of those companies. Senator Roger Marshall wants to know what happened, but the Kansas Republican tells Fox News that he's not sure the government needs to step in and do something about it.
How many people would watch the Super Bowl if we changed the rules at halftime? And that's what I feel like a lot of investors feel like, that everyone deserves equal opportunity to make money on Wall Street, whether you live in small-town USA or a big city, whether you work on Main Street or Wall Street. We want an equal shot at this. We don't want to overreact. I don't think we need a bunch of new rules. Let's get some folks in front of us and listen to what actually happened. But mostly, we want a level playing field. We want equal access to the markets.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.